I chose to open the book with the song A Man is a Man by Binaya Barabi because it reminds me and all of us of what we sometimes forget, that we're all different, but in essence, we're all the same. Each of us carries our own story, a different backdrop, our own characters, twists in the plot, but in the end, we're all searching for similar things, love, belonging, and quiet in the heart. It reminds us that first and foremost, we are human. We all share the same fears, the same loves, the same existential questions. That even if the backdrop changes, even if our lives look different, deep inside, we're all the same. The difference in the backdrop is what makes life interesting, the world colorful, but the human heart, that's what makes life meaningful. It's what connects us to one another, even when everything feels alien and distant. It reminds us that we're not alone, that we all have dreams, fears, and desires, that we all yearn, fall, and get back up. Who am I anyway here, a guest in the world? Nothing lasts forever. A person remains. That's how Binaya Barabi writes, and that line simply broke me. Because really, what remains? Not the houses, not the money, not the lofty words. The person remains. The heart remains. This line reminds us of a simple yet profound truth. No matter who we are, what we've done, or where we are, in the end, we are first and foremost human beings. This song is like a mirror. Anyone can find themselves in it. It speaks about the people around us and describes us too, about those who returned from India, who left religion, who are searching for truth, or who are still searching. It doesn't matter if you're religious, secular, spiritual, or skeptical. We're all human. A man is a man is a man. It's a sentence that is much more than a sentence. It's a declaration that we are all equal, regardless of religion, gender, color, or preference. It's a universal truth that brings us back to basics, to the starting point. And it's something that needs to be said repeatedly, especially in a world like ours. It reminds us that a person remains a person even if other things change. And history? History only reinforces it. Once we were cave dwellers, today we live in skyscrapers. Once we rode horses, today we ride electric cars. Once conversations were held by the campfire, today they are held through screens or worse, because sometimes we text each other even when we're sitting in the same room. But the soul is the same soul. The feelings, the same feelings. Love, fear, jealousy, hope, all these feelings have always been there. They accompanied my great-great-grandfather, and they will accompany my great-great-grandchild. We all want to feel loved. We all seek belonging. We all hope for something better. Generations come, generations go. The world changes beyond recognition, but the human heart, the one beating now in my chest, has been beating at the same rhythm since the beginning. The hope is still there. Love still saves, and pain, it always finds a way to remember us. Because in the end, we are rivers flowing into the same sea. Twisting, getting confused, branching out, but eventually flowing to the same place.